And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 21st of November, 2013. It's the birthday of Sir Arthur Quiller Couch, born in Cornwall, 1863. Published fiction, literary criticism, put out an anthology of English verse that was very popular, and is remembered today for his advice to writers. He said, "Whenever you feel an impulse to perpetrate a piece of exceptionally fine writing, obey it wholeheartedly and delete it before sending your manuscript to press. Murder your darlings." Murder your darlings. In other words, to avoid being too precious about your writing and to trust in simplicity and efficiency. It's the birthday of Voltaire, born Paris, 1694, the satirist who came under the influence of freethinkers in his youth and was imprisoned for his writing or sent into exile numerous times. Died a hero in 1778, best known to us for his novel Candide. Voltaire, who said, "If God did not exist, man would have to invent him." He said, "As long as people believe in absurdities, they will continue to commit atrocities." It's the birthday of Isaac Bashevis Singer, born in Poland, 1904, came from a family of rabbis, grew up in the Jewish quarter of Warsaw, broke away from his Orthodox upbringing, emigrated to this country in 1935, wrote short stories, dozens of collections of them, and novels, memoirs, many children's books, almost exclusively in Yiddish. And he did it on a Yiddish typewriter that was no longer manufactured, and so there were no spare parts. And it's the birthday of the writer and director Harold Ramis, born in Chicago, 1944, co-wrote a great number of comedies, including National Lampoon's Animal House, Caddyshack, Stripes, Ghostbusters, Groundhog Day, and Analyze This. Here's a poem for today by David Allen Sullivan, Permission Granted. You do not have to choose the bruised peach or misshapen pepper others pass over. You don't have to bury your grandmother's keys underneath her camellia bush, as the will states. You don't need to write a poem about your grandfather coughing up his lung into that plastic tube, the machines wheezing, almost masking the kvetching sisters in their Brooklyn kitchen. You can let the crows amaze your son without your translation of their cries. You can lie so long under this summer shower, your imprint will be left when you rise. You can be stupid and simple as a heifer. Cook plum and apple turnovers in the nude. Revel in the flight of birds without dreaming of flight. Remember the taste of raw dough in your mouth as you edged a pie. Feel the skin on things vibrate. Attune yourself. Close your eyes. Hum. Each beat of the world's pulse demands only that you feel it. No thoughts. Just the single syllable, yes. See the homeless woman following the tunings of a dead composer. She closes her eyes and sways with the subways. Follow her down inside where the singing resides. Permission Granted, a poem by David Allen Sullivan from Strong-Armed Angels, published by Hummingbird Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.